to 20 Minutes and Two Beers In. I'm JD.
Hey, everybody. This is Bobby.
What are you doing? What are you doing there? You're just like, you're so engrossed in watching Saban's hair.
I'm preparing for
the national championship. Yeah.
This is the season finale of season three. I got to be on top of everything here, JD.
Well, you know what you're not on top of? The beginning of the show. You are not on top of the beginning of the show.
I'm here now, JD. I'm here now.
We're recording this while we were watching some of the national championship.
Yep.
Here, and it's a halftime as we're recording this. So we'll do our best to focus on our topics.
I'm locked in now, JD.
Okay. I hope you are focused. You know, it's episode 52, 156 overall.
Yeah.
And I've already fired you today.
You have fired me today. Why did I get fired today? Is this a fireable offense, missing the intro?
This is strike two. You have one more strike and you're gone.
I'll try not to mess up.
I'm telling you, for one, the first strike.
What was that?
We're talking about our beverages we're drinking.
Yeah. But
you know what? I'll be the first to admit, I have not.
What are you talking about?
Well, let me.
I am drinking a Leinenkugel's Snowdrift Vanilla Porter, JD.
Are you drinking
a beer? This is a porter with vanilla. It's delicious. It's a great cold weather beer.
That is a great cold weather beer. But I'm going to take our listeners back about 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's getting ready for the show. Obviously, you can tell we're doing this via Skype because right now it's 40 below zero wind chill outside. So
yeah.
Neither of us are traveling. So we're doing this via Skype, and I'm like, Bobby, what you drinking? Oh, what did you just finish drinking right there, Bobby?
What are you talking about, JD? It's a little deception.
And you do realize it wasn't empty when you poured the beer into your red wine glass. Enjoy that concoction. But as you can tell, Bobby's drinking red wine for the second week in a row.
I had to open with the red wine, and now I've moved on to the Leinenkugel Snowdrift Vanilla Porter.
Well, that's good that you finally came back to something a little more tough, a little more gritty.
What are you drinking right now, JD?
Oh, it doesn't get tougher than this. I'm drinking, it's one part Maker's Mark 46.
Okay.
And then the other part is Maker's Mark 46.
Oh.
And whiskey.
A double whiskey.
On the rocks.
It's a lot of rocks. That's not just the little rocks either. That's like the entire river full of rocks.
Bobby, don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
Oh.
I'm JD from the block.
So he's drinking some water with a smidge bit of whiskey mixed in there.
This is 90% whiskey.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll get beyond that. But before we talk about our topics, we do have to have something from
the beer devotional, JD's weekly pledge of allegiance to a beer. Let's see what you got this week for us, JD.
Lagunitas Brewing Company.
I love it. Hopefully opening very, very soon in Chicago.
Yes. This quote is for talking about the beer Hairy Eyeball by Lagunitas. The quote is from John Haywood. He's an author. I pray thee, let me and my fellow have a hair of the dog that bit us last night. And bitten were we both to the brain all right. We saw each other drunk in a good ale glass. Well, it sounded like he was drunk when he wrote that.
Yeah, I think so.
But this Hairy Eyeball is an American strong ale. It's a dark, dark brown sugar looking thing. I'm intrigued. It's an 8.77 alcohol by volume. Pretty hoppy. And it says the beer thought. Imagine yourself in a cabin high up in the mountains. It's winter. The sun is just peeking its head over the horizon. You rock gently in your chair and tuck your toes under the warm fur of your trusty pooch lying at your feet. You take a sip from your bottle of Lagunitas Hairy Eyeball. It tastes just as good going down this morning as it did last night.
Oh.
Thank goodness for dogs.
I will say for a second there, I felt like you channeled Tim Allen perfectly.
Pure Michigan.
There you go.
So we do have a show for you today, folks. And we're not coasting on this, the final episode of season three before we turn the corner to season four. 4 years of doing this, Bobby. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Pretty good stuff.
We're going to talk NFL. Playoff time is hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And some big, big NFL matchups this weekend. One of them I think you're very interested in, if I'm not mistaken. I know that Carolina 49er game is something you're keeping a strong eye on.
Always, always.
I have a game for Bobby. This could be my favorite one yet.
All right. No accents, though, from you, correct? No voices or anything?
I can't make any promises.
Oh, okay.
I
all right.
Make any promises.
And sorry, dear listeners.
And of course, we've got great music,
yep.
Fun last call, one stop away, and we're going to leave you with a smile on your face at the end of the show.
Yeah, it's the end of the year, as we did end of season two. All the finishing pieces, the tag-ons that we put on the end of every episode, are featured in this week's episode. It's going to be very good for you.
Stick around. Bobby, I don't want to waste any more time. Let's get to the big, big matchup this weekend that you are most interested in. On a serious note, talk about that Saints-Seahawks game.
Okay, we can open with that, JD. That's perfectly fine with me. I love the Seahawks and how they've been all year long. I am a huge fan of Richard Sherman, and that's what I'm really excited about, seeing Richard Sherman against Drew Brees, seeing where Richard Sherman's going to be matched up, where he's going to be moving around on the field, and I want to see him get a pick. The Saints, you know, they survived the Eagles. I had the Eagles winning that game because I just thought that Chip Kelly and his offense was – I thought they were going to do something special, and they did make it a game. I mean, it was a last-second field goal by the Saints that won that game. But I think the Seahawks have been waiting all year for this time, and I think they're just going to come out firing. I think these Seahawks are really going to hammer the Saints.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
Because okay.
When the two squared off earlier this year, it was, what, 34-7 is mm-hmm. what the Seahawks just destroyed the Saints.
Yep.
And the Saints did everything they could. Their whole focus was stopping Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're not going to make him get any yards. And it totally, totally backfired on the Saints. Obviously to the tune of 34-7. Now, the Saints had the number two ranked pass defense in the NFL this season. I think they're going to go back to the way they were, and they're like, you know, we're going to play straight up. You know, we're not going to get beat by the pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to do our best to stop Marshawn Lynch, and we're going to run the ball ourselves because we've got, you know, a strong, you know, 1-2 punch with Ingram, who's playing not too bad.
Yeah, they are without Pierre. Are they going to be without Pierre Thomas still, again this week?
He's questionable. So,
okay.
That's the number two of that 1-2 punch. But Ingram has proved he can play pretty well at a high level, and he's a strong runner. So,
mm-hmm.
If I got to stick with my Seahawks because I predicted them to go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I think it's going to be a really tight game, and it wouldn't shock me if the Saints took that one.
Okay, hey, fair enough.
So. In the AFC, let's just jump around a little bit.
Okay.
Colts, Patriots.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to play the Colts right now.
I'm glad that the Broncos aren't playing the Colts right now, but I will say, and I will say, I think that the Colts are a tougher matchup for the Patriots than the Bengals. I think the Bengals would have been really easy for the Patriots to run over. I think the Colts now are more interesting to the Patriots, but the Colts did something today, and now we're recording on a Monday, but the Colts did something today that I think has gotten Bill Belichick pissed off, and I don't think you ever want to piss off Bill Belichick.
No, you don't.
They signed Deion Branch.
Yeah.
to get intel on the Patriots. So Bill Belichick right now is saying, oh, huh. In case this game didn't mean any more to me, they just decided they could raise a middle finger at me, thinking that they're going to get some intel on me by getting my old wide receiver this week.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get into Bill Belichick's head, and nobody gets into Bill Belichick's head. So I think the Colts just lit a fire underneath him. But this will be a very interesting matchup, JD. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I do have the Patriots going. I like Ridley and LeGarrette Blount. I think they're just fun to watch run the ball. And of course, we know that the Colts made a big step getting Trent Richardson to help things out.
Yeah, how many yards rushing did he have in that game the first week? Zero.
Right.
Trent Richardson, that's, you know, JD, what you're bringing up is a good point, is what those Colts need is a running attack in order to do anything to the Patriots.
Right.
Because they did get 100 yards against the Chiefs on the ground, but Trent Richardson was not a part of that. It's all Donald Brown.
It's interesting, though, too, Bobby, because each team's really had to change how they play this season because of serious injuries.
Yeah.
From Reggie Wayne to Gronkowski. It's really changed how these really stack up. A lot of people are looking at the last time these two squared off and looking at...
Oh, man.
It was ugly.
Yeah, it was bad news for the Colts.
59 points the Patriots put up, and maybe that's where I got Wes Welker in my head. I don't know.
I will say if the Patriots, they're not like the Chiefs. I mean, if the Patriots were up on the Colts the way the Chiefs were up, Patriots would have finished them off. Chiefs just weren't ready for that. Chiefs had a lot of injuries to their secondary. Obviously, their one and two corners went down. But even if the Patriots, even if you took that away, their offense is so good, even though they don't have, you know, Gronk, and they're limited in what they can do, they still can do it. And unlike the Chiefs, where I think the Chiefs were a little timid and a little bit nervous once the Colts started coming back, Patriots aren't nervous at all about anything.
No, and I think they can really shut down T.Y. Hilton pretty well too.
Yeah.
So, and that's the go-to guy for the Colts.
Yeah.
I think we're in agreement there, Patriots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I think it's going to be a fun matchup to watch.
I think the first half will be fun to watch. I think the second half is going to be Patriots. I think the Patriots win this game by 14 or more.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's just how I feel right now, JD.
Wow.
Nice. And take that as a person who's defeating you currently in the league pick 'em. Just take that as it is.
Are you defeating me right now?
I'm still ahead of you. I might have lost this week, but I'm still ahead in the overall standings. All right. 49ers, Panthers. Let's turn our attention to Sunday the 12th. 49ers at Panthers. 49ers had a big win in the cold against the Pack, 23-20. This is going to be interesting, JD, because Colin Kaepernick is back to his old games.
Who?
Kaepernick. whatever he I'm going to go with this week for him.
Okay.
He had 98 yards rushing against the Packers, which was his most yards running all year, and his runs broke the will of the Packers.
Yeah,
he had some big third down runs, which watching that game, even I was grimacing as it was third and long, and all of a sudden he's running for that first down. I felt how bad and demoralized the Packers were feeling when he'd run for a first down.
One thing I hate in the NFL when people talk about quarterback matchups, and they're talking about it with this one, two young quarterbacks in Kaepernick and Cam Newton. Those two aren't going to face each other. I hate when they say, oh, it's a quarterback battle. No, it's not a quarterback battle. Now, if you have an offense and defense, that's a battle. I think it's going to be fun to see how these two play on this stage. They both had big stages before, obviously, with Colin last year.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think it could be interesting. I think also I flip-flopped so much on this game.
I think this is the hardest game to pick. And it's funny because San Francisco is going in as the favorite. They're the one, they're favored by 1 point right now. And they're having to travel, for people that believe in the East Coast, West Coast problems, traveling. They're traveling across cross country to play this game, to Carolina.
But yeah, these guys have played before. They played, what was it, November 10th, a 10-9 game.
Yeah, barn burner.
So yeah, I'd expect a totally different game. I think they're going to light it up this week.
Yeah.
I really do. I think Kaepernick is going to finally be thawed out and really light them up. There's a few things I'm interested with this one as well. It's going to rely with the play of some amazing linebackers. And San Francisco's Bauman and Patrick Willis, those are guys I'm going to keep an eye on because they are going to be hounding Kaepernick, I think, or Cam Newton, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cam Newton, you hit him in the face once, he's down. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be hearing footsteps the rest of the day. That's not to say Carolina can't do that either. They've got a great great group of linebackers, but I just see Kaepernick is more elusive. So I think it's the first team to get to the quarterback is going to win.
Okay. I mean, Carolina is a team that's intriguing because of, at the beginning of the year, how different they were from the end of the year, how they really came together. And it was Cam Newton that brought this team together, which people have been waiting forever to do. And they've been criticizing Cam Newton for not doing that, for not being a leader. And it seems like this was the year he finally took that step. They've got a great defense in Carolina. San Francisco's got a great defense. When it comes down to this matchup, JD, I got to look at experience. And San Francisco, what they did last year in the playoffs, what they did in Green Bay, I think they have the confidence going into this game, knowing we can win no matter where we are in the playoffs. That's what we do. Carolina, you know, they haven't had that yet. And Cam Newton is a guy that you can get into his head. So I think that that gives San Francisco the edge in this matchup. And that's why I'm leaning towards San Francisco in this one. And that would be great because it would be a 49ers Seahawks NFC championship, which is what I think everybody wants to see. And that's what I think is going to happen after Sunday's said and done. I think that's what we're going
to
have.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the final playoff game. Chargers Broncos. Here's the deal. If the Chargers want to be in this game, they've got to slow it down right away.
Yeah.
They really do. They've got to keep Peyton Manning off the field and put up as many points early as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're relying on a young defense, I mean, anchored by Teo, who Teo's played great this year.
He's hit or miss.
Oh, I think he's played great.
He's not consistent. He's not, well, he did it this past week. He was more looking at what was going on the side of the play than actually seeing what was actually happening. He didn't have a great first game.
No, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But I also think that youth could be good.
Okay.
If the Chargers get up early.
Okay.
I think if Peyton Manning starts picking them away early, it's going to be a long day for San Diego. And I know you're a big, big Phillip Rivers fan, and you don't want to see that happen to him.
Well, you know, when the Chargers did beat him, they owned in time of possession. I think they had the ball for close to 39 minutes, whereas the Broncos only had it over just about 20 minutes. So they did. They controlled the ball. And that's how they really took the wind out of the Broncos' sails, because if the Broncos' offense can't find a rhythm, it frustrates Peyton Manning, and that's how you beat the Broncos. He is at his age, and with the way the team's running, he needs them to be working into a rhythm. He's very good at getting him into a rhythm, but if you knock him out of sync, if you get a couple three and outs against the Broncos, it really can throw their offense for a loop. As a person who's a Broncos fan, I know that because I see the frustration, and I'm getting frustrated as a fan, but I can see that with Peyton and the rest of the team.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. If the Chargers can control the ball and get a couple defensive stops early on, that could really swing it in their favor. That being said, this is a Broncos team who knows what it's like to get beat in the divisional round at home. They know they don't want that to ever happen again. They had a couple tough losses at the end of the regular season, which have hardened them. They know that they've got to fight. The entire way through, they've had some problems on defense too. I mean, Von Miller's not a part of this team anymore because of injury, but they have Champ Bailey
And
coming
being an
back.
idiot. What?
Well, ACL is not being an idiot,
No,
but
but
at
his
the beginning
other
of the year,
end,
yeah,
yes.
absolutely. But Champ Bailey's back, and he's finally healthy, although he's going to probably be a nickel back.
Which is a smart
DRC is going to
move.
be in this game, whereas Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie was not in that first matchup, so I think that helps their secondary. I think the Broncos do win this game. I like this matchup for them rather than versus the Colts because I think that as much as Peyton's a professional, I think that the Colts, there is that additional part in his head about playing them. If that was their first game, that was going to be in his head. Now it's the Chargers. It's somebody that they know, somebody they've gone against, and they've had some adversity against. So I think they really want to come in here and win, and they will, because I'm a Broncos fan and because they are the best offense in the NFL this year. I think they win this game.
Well, it's just 3 weeks ago that the Chargers beat them by seven, and at that point they and I talked about that defense. They held Peyton Manning to their lowest point total of the season at that point in time.
Yeah.
So, I think you're right. I think it's a good matchup. I'm sticking with my Super Bowl prediction, and I've got the Broncos winning that. So.
Nice.
Yeah, should be a fun week of playoffs now that the college football season's wind down. It'll be good to see some NFL in full effect.
Just focus solely on the NFL. Bask in the glowing, loving TV as you are frozen inside this weekend.
Well, Bobby, it's time for my music, and I'm gonna play a guy I played, I believe, in season one,
Okay.
Josh Garrels.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Josh Garrels and Mason Jar Music. It's basically, from my understanding, it's a kind of a documentary type thing about Josh Garrels and
Okay.
his group of buddies. They're sitting around basically a campfire playing some of his songs from the Sea and In Between soundtrack. This song is great. It's called Pilot Me. His voice, for a guy who's probably 24 years old, mature sound to his voice and great stuff. I highly recommend it. And Bobby, you even said you heard a bit about that album too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm impressed that you selected a good track this week, JD. You know, who says that after three seasons you can't learn something new?
Wow, that hurts. That hurts.
You're used to this by now. Come on.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, I've got a game for you, and I need to get in my game show voice. So we have a fun competition. I'm going to read off a listing for you, Bobby.
Oh, boy.
This listing, you have to tell me if this listing is for a product in Sky Mall magazine or one that I made up.
Sky Mall or made up.
A lot of people are stuck at airports, and so what do they got to do? Read Sky Mall. So I'm going to list the description and the product. I'll even tell you the price, Bobby. You have to tell me if it's real or made up. Are you
all
ready?
All right, I'm psyched, buddy. I am really jazzed for this game.
First item.
I'm not quitting with this voice.
I think you... Well, fine, I'm bringing it too.
All right. Ooh.
First item. Glow-in-the-dark flesh-eating zombies. What are those things evading your coworker's desk, your roommate's bed, or your mother's kitchen? It's glow-in-the-dark flesh-eating zombies.
Whoa, JD, that sounds really creepy. I am scared.
The set includes 9 hard vinyl zombies, including a dog. They measure about 1 inch to 3 1/4 inches tall for $24.95. Well, is that in Sky Mall, or did I make it up?
I'm going to say this is in Sky Mall, JD.
This is in Sky Mall magazine. You are correct.
All right. Hey, good first win for me.
Next one, Pluto Cats.
Pluto Cats.
12 colorful months with their antics, wacky names, and stories. Pluto Cats live in their own imaginary world, and it's captured scene by scene for their 2014 wall calendar. It's perfect. Perfect cuteness.
Oh, I see what you did there, JD. I like it.
These well-to-do kitties live quite the life while having fun for $13.99.
I'm going to say this is something you made up.
This is actually a product you can buy in Sky. Would you buy this?
Absolutely not. But $13.99, that's got to be like the cheapest thing in Sky Mall history.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. All right, next item, Sky Mall or made up, Los Angeles Angels 2010 All-Star Game Taper Crystal with game-used dirt. Each crystal contains a capsule of Major League Baseball authenticated game-used dirt, taken directly from the field and is etched with the team logo. Crystals come packaged in a stylish protective box, perfect for display or storage. $29.99.
I'm going to say that's made up.
You can buy that on Sky Mall.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Sky Mall has the worst stuff ever.
Oh, it does. It gets better with the Sky Mall, though.
All right.
Double mint gas drawers. Turn those smelly gas situations into something pleasant. These whimsical boxers have green leprechauns on them, and the underwear actually gives off a spearmint scent when air passes through them. Sizes small through extra large, $18.99 a pair.
I gotta believe somebody puts this out there, this product out there. But I think that it's enough of a change to the description. I think you might have made up part of it. So I'm going to say you made this one.
I made the entire thing up.
Oh, okay. All right. You could write for Sky Mall. That was darn close.
Oh, we got a few good ones. Foil monofin. Learn to dolphin kick with a foil body motion developed, made popular by Coach Bob Gallet. Using the foil body motion, a swimmer can use his or her entire body to create a powerful and undulating dolphin kick through the water. $59.99.
I'm going to say that's Sky Mall.
That is Sky Mall. You can buy that in Sky Mall. All right. We only have a handful left.
All right.
A cast iron mustache wall hook. A handlebar mustache is always manly, retro stylish, and in this case, extremely functional. A whimsical way to store jewelry, belts, or keys, the cast iron double hook adds an unexpected bit of fun right under your nose for $14.99.
I'm going to say that's made up by you purely because I think Sky Mall would charge more for that than what you're charging.
It's a hell of a deal on Sky Mall. It is not Sky Mall. Next one. Animal butt magnets. A ridiculously entertaining set of strong magnets perfect for decorating your fridge or leaving a really memorable note on a coworker's file cabinet. These are the rear ends of animals, from a zebra to a lion and a giraffe. $12.95.
That's you.
You can buy that in Sky Mall. Oh, my gosh. Three left.
All right.
And you're losing right now. Bad.
I am terribly, because Sky Mall has some of the worst products I've ever heard of.
All right. Next item. Never flat. Insert this skinny copper figurine of a big-breasted bikini-clad beauty into the bottle of your beer that has gone flat, and naturally, your fizzless brew will have head. Keep your never flat in the freezer and use it over and over again. A set of three is $21.99.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You gonna make it there, Bob?
This is Sky Mall, right?
That is entirely made up.
Oh, my God. You have quite the imagination, sir.
Thank you. The last two. The Megatron Adult Hoodie. The zip front hoodie features roomy side pockets, top stitching, and applique robotic looking details. And a screen printed Decepticon logo on the front. It also features a fully lined hood with an attached foam lined shaped helmet that makes you look just like Megatron from the Transformers. The right sleeve even has a sewn on fabric scope so you can set your sights on your enemies and blast them for $65.
All right, Sky Mall.
That is from Sky Mall.
All right. Oof.
All right, last one. The Kardashian Golf Set. Two sleeves of golf balls bearing the faces of your favorite reality show stars. Included, a golf towel with the family portrait of Kim, Chloe, Courtney, Chris, and the gang. Includes glittery tees that will class up your game while impressing your friends, and use the glammed out spray bottle to clean your balls. Great for gift or keep for yourself, $21.99.
All right, I'm going to say you made that up, and it's purely because the Kardashians have invaded almost every part of our culture, but they have not invaded golf yet.
You are correct.
Oh, thank God. All right.
You did okay. You did okay. There's some tough ones in there.
I finished strong. Wow, Sky Mall really makes some terrible products.
And maybe I just found my calling. I need to write for Sky Mall.
Apparently, you would do a fantastic job of writing for Sky Mall.
What I'll do is I'll write for Sky Mall, and then they make the products later.
There you go. That's how this should go. Nice. Because you have some apparently great Sky Mall ideas. And if you just put the idea out there, they will make this.
Nice, nice. All right, Bobby, what do you got for music?
This band, I believe they're from Missouri. This band is called Ha Ha Tonka. They had a new album out in 2013.
Sky Mall. That's from Sky Mall.
That is from Sky Mall. The album is called Lessons. This song is called Rewrite Our Lives. And they're playing at the Vic this weekend, JD,
nice.
If you have time, yeah.
Excellent. Bobby, it's time for our six-pack of questions.
And that's right.
You still have the edge on me.
I do. You gained a game on me this week. I was terrible at picking these playoff matchups.
You were.
Absolutely abysmal, but you were only one better than me. So that's all it took.
That's all I needed.
JD, I get to start the questions, but we need music to start them off. We should start that now. All right, JD. Jim Harbaugh continued his trend of overstating everything by calling Michael Crabtree the greatest catcher of all time.
Right.
The greatest catcher of all time. He's coaching the San Francisco 49ers, the team with the greatest catcher of all time in Jerry Rice.
There's no need to say those things.
Is there anything that Jim Harbaugh can say nowadays in a press conference that you would believe or take as true?
I'm not as good of a coach as my brother. That's it, right there. That's what I believe you. I believe you, Harbaugh. But no, it's all sunshine and rainbows up people's butts on his end. Mm-hmm. Bobby, Lego Movie's coming out. I think it's hilarious. I just saw a preview. We were talking about it. There's been a number of toy movies made. But what toy movie has not been made that needs to be made into an animated movie?
Oh, brother. There's been, I mean, all right. When we, what Wreck-It Ralph did was bring a bunch of old video games back when it did in video with the movie Wreck-It Ralph. It brought a bunch of older video games and kind of had them do cameos, and it was really fun for all those older gamers. I want to see a Wreck-It Ralph sequel with Burger Time, because Burger Time was one of my favorite
Burger Time
games ever. I want to see Burger Time get some movie love. Okay, JD?
All right,
JD, lots of breweries are blowing up all over the area. Northwest Indiana is now the latest to catch on with a ton of new breweries that have been opening up new tap rooms that are really cool to see. I want to know, what is a brewery that you are right now on the show, you're going to sign up and say, I am going to visit your tap room in 2014?
I think you said it earlier at the beginning of the show. If Lagunitas builds that here in Chicago, which is going to happen, right?
It's already started. They're almost ready to open.
Okay. That's what I want to visit.
Yep.
I really do like a little something, something. It's a good brew. There really hasn't been anything from them I haven't liked. So, yeah, I'd be intrigued to try that out. Bobby, it's about between 30 and 40 below zero wind chill outside.
Mm-hmm.
Not awesome.
Terrible.
What is the worst thing about the bitter cold?
When you're trying to walk your dog and your eyes freeze, that's the worst thing that happens in the cold, because I tried to take my dog out for 5 minutes, and within 5 minutes, my eyes were freezing shut, JD. That's not positive. I wear contacts. I need to have my eyes open most of the time. I don't want to have a contact lens freeze to my eyeball. That's probably the worst possible thing for me. I'm fortunate, though, JD. I'm very lucky that I don't have any other problems with the cold. But that's my biggest complaint right now. Otherwise, I can be inside and drink my Liney's Snowdrift Vanilla Porter, JD. That's what I've been drinking on the podcast. And be fine. Wow. Not just red wine. Not just red wine. All right, JD. The movie Her, Spike Jones movie, coming out, pairs a man with his cell device, which is like a Siri-type device. I don't know if it is Siri for sure, but it sounds like Siri. But he falls in love with a Siri device. I don't know if you've seen previews from this
movie. I have. It looks interesting.
Yeah. If you could fall in love, if you were to fall in love with one of your electronic devices, which one of your electronic devices do you believe you'd fall in love with?
Wow, that is... you know what? Is this what I think or what everyone around me thinks?
This is you. This is on you. This is your love interest, JD.
You know what? That's tough. I don't game as much as I used to since the little one came. I still love to play Madden and whatnot. But I'm going to say what my wife would say. And that is a microphone. My wife swears that I love the sound of my own voice. And so, yeah, that's I'm going microphone. I'm going microphone.
All right.
Bobby, every team, it seems like, now, instead of putting in signals, holds up a board with four
images.
Oh, my
gosh. Right? Yeah, yeah.
And usually it's like a cartoon character, a celebrity, a number, and a color or a fruit or something.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not going to ask those, but I want to know your go-to play for the Broncos this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding up the card. What's the cartoon? Who's the celebrity?
I'm going to have Joseph Gordon-Levitt as my celebrity.
Okay.
Some of them have athletes on there. I'm going to add one to this, JD, okay?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's the Denver Broncos. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
John Elway. And Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy. That's the key play. That's going to win them the game.
And what is that play? What's the play?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, John Elway.
What's the play? What is it, a run? Is it a pass?
It's a play fake.
You're so positive. So positive. I like that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that brings us close to the station, right, Bob?
That's right. Time for last call, one stop away.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time.
Welcome back. And JD, it's time for last call, one stop away. JD,
yes.
Mine comes from the World Wide Web.
The
wonderful world of the internet. This was a Reddit user. He posted this past weekend. It's caught on a lot of attention. He is raising a duck in a very interesting place, JD. He raised a duckling in his beard. That's right. A lot of people raise a lot of animals, ducks and chicks and stuff. He thought this was going to be a baby chick with the eggs that he had. And when it hatched, it turned out it was a little duckling. And he used his beard to let the duck sleep in the beard. And he's got pictures. He posted pictures of the duck living under his beard.
What?
And the duck, yeah. So he's posted on there. I think his username on and his username on Reddit that he posted this under is Spongy with an I, Spongi. But he did it in a video of the life of the duck so far, and the duck is now pretty much fully grown. I think it's like 41 days or older than that now, and so it can no longer fit under his beard. But he raised it from the time it was born in his home. Raised it under his beard, and now it is hanging out with him in his house.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
That is creepy. I'm going to go on a limb and say this person is single.
I can't imagine that he would have a significant other that was fine with that, because some of the pictures do include some poop on his on his clothes. But that's what happens when you raise a duck in your facial hair.
Can you imagine they're just like, hey, baby, how's it going? Oh, yeah. What? Quack.
That wasn't me pecking at your neck, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so many jokes I can make out of this one.
Let's hear what you got, JD.
Well, I'm just going to go right to the punchline. It took 20 minutes to free a naked man from a washing machine after a game of hide and seek.
Wow.
Yeah, he was playing a game of hide-and-seek with his partner when it took an embarrassing twist. It took police, firefighters, paramedics, and search and rescue squad to figure out the best way to free the 20-year-old. And if you're wondering, Bobby, if you get stuck playing naked hide-and-go-seek...
A fun way to play.
Use olive oil to get yourself out of it.
Is that the key?
That's what they did. The quote was, emergency services were called to the house in Helmer Street. A 20-year-old man required assistance being trapped in a washing machine. He was transferred to Goulburn Valley Hospital for observation. What do you need to observe?
That's
is he
mental.
An idiot? Is he an idiot?
Yeah.
Yep, he's an idiot.
Yeah, confirmed.
Interestingly, he's not the only person to get stuck in a washing machine while playing hide and go seek. An 11-year-old got stuck playing hide and go seek.
That's fair.
Story went viral.
Probably not naked.
You know what? Who hasn't hidden as a kid in a dryer? You know, you hide in there. You know.
I'm pretty sure that's like a warning. Like that's like a an urban legend.
Well, as a kid,
only refrigerators and
as a kid, a warning is a dare.
Oh, so, that's true.
But no, this 20-year-old here just play hide and go seek safely, naked, folks.
If you're gonna do it naked, do it safely.
Do it safely. All right. Well, it's been a
if
fun.
We've learned anything it's in been... these 3 years, JD? Three seasons. Fun. If you're going to play naked hide and go seek, do it safe.
It has been a fun 3 years as we get ready for season 4 of the show. We have a lot more in store, a lot of stuff we want to do with the website, a lot of stuff we want to interviews. We're working to line up some exciting stuff. But one thing we always have fun with is at the end of every show, we have our parting shot, something odd that one of us usually says during the show, and here is this season's work.
I might be calling on a phone, but I'm not phoning this one in.
Yes, it's going to be a little moons over my hammy in there. It's going to be great. I'm like, Bobby, refrigerate that. You're like, no, I'm not going to refrigerate. I'm just going to let it drip down my chin. That's how I like it. Nope.
We like to expose people to all sorts of different music here, JD.
I don't need you exposing yourself to anyone.
Put it right on the tee. You smacked it. Nice drive, JD. Nice drive.
Into the blue snowball
with some nuts. James. Grandpa doesn't get credit for putting his pants on and not crapping himself. Yeah, that's how brand
new it
is. Are you going
cold? You're bringing it cold.
I'm bringing in cold. We're going to see if it heats us up.
What?
What about Gino's East? What about Uno's East?
Well, you weren't asked the question. So back off!
By the way, he went really hard into the microphone at that point. It was very aggressive. That
your peanut
West
food.
Michigan. The West peanut food. Wow. There's an announcement I'd like to make.
Urban penguin, she's an urban penguin. She's no longer wild. Her name is Shelly. She lives in the city, confusing every child. Is she urban or is she a penguin or is she just like you? Urban penguin, she's an urban penguin. She's no longer wild.
Nordibakort.
You sound like a Swedish chef.
Bork. It says serve ice cold or on hot days. Who's being the bigger bitch? You know what, Cliff? Bite me.
Not at all. Everybody was like, hey, a Diego Maradona reference. All right. Good work. I'm glad we got this.
Coming to Denny's, where all month long we'll be celebrating Adrian Peterson's MVP-ness. No.
It's all natural.
It's natural.
It's all natural.
She doesn't have to blink anymore. I don't know if that just happens with age. You can prevent forest fires.
Crap. What am I doing to the people that I absolutely love?
All right.
I'm going to talk Broncos. LOL Broncos. To be fair, it was in throwing cards. You've been a big Kelly Rowan fan. What's that? What is that?
My tea bag. I was tea bagging. Pardon me, sir. Pardon me.
That's rule number one still.
That isn't proper for you to do that. I think you should not do that very well.
Very manly.
We've got cranberries, and we've got some different types of berries.
And almonds. Almonds.
We just got lots of nuts.
It's got no ketchup.
jazz hand. We should start with it. Okay, that's it. No.
If I never thought that I would have a discussion about poop with my wife as much as I have so far. Yeah, although we've already bored her because she's fast asleep right now. He's a good guy. I like him. So I think that'll be our add-on at the end there, JD. He's a good guy. He's good there, yeah. I don't know what he did to you, but he did something that lasting effects.
There's going to be one point in time this season you're going to come back and shove my nose in this like a dog and something he did wrong.
It's don't worry about that. Yeah, there
to
it is.
Say goodbye to yesterday.